Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Amber Westall-Briggs with the Amy Regional Library.
So what's going on, Amber? I know that you guys are busy and up to something. Are we going to take a walk around and look at a story?
Well, Bruce, you act like you know what's going on.
I'm just guessing. Tell me what's happening.
We have a great story walk project going on in Burnsville.
Story walk project. What
is
that?
Yes. Well, the story walk, it was actually created by a librarian up in Vermont, and it's where you take a walk either at a park or around downtown businesses, and you read along with a book as you walk around town or walk around a garden. So in this case, we're doing it around the downtown businesses in Burnsville.
Okay, so where do you go to start?
Great question. You start at the Chamber of Commerce, who is our partner on this venture, and you can get a map. The lovely Kate Groff has created a wonderful map for us. And you have a map of the downtown businesses on one side. And on the back, you actually have questions that go along with each page of the book.
Oh.
So the book moves along consecutively with these businesses as you walk around town. So, yes, they're taped either on a glass window or on a glass door. So you start at the chamber, you pick up your map, and then you head along Main Street following the map.
Well, that is really cool. How many stops you reckon? Maybe 10, 12, something like that?
Actually, there's 16 businesses.
16?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, not to give it away, you end at Cool Cats.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's, you know.
Don't read the last page first. That's not cool.
No, don't do that.
So you do this, and the idea, of course, families, you know, anything you do to get out, and with the way things are now with COVID-19 and everything, you can, you know, get out as a family group and get a little bit of air and
stay
spaced away from everybody and just do something really fun.
Yes, you can social distance, exercise, be with your family, even see some friends as you walk around. The book actually was chosen by our children's librarian, Karen Dobrigos, and the book is called I Walk with Vanessa. And that book was actually selected by the North Carolina State Library, the Youth Services Association. Mitchell County Library won a grant, and it was a diverse grant, and this book was a part of it. So this is the book we have permission to use, and it's a great book. It actually does not have words.
Really?
Just illustrations. And Vanessa, not to give away too much, but Vanessa is a new girl in town and the new girl at school. And it's about small acts of kindness and how you can make someone feel welcomed and appreciated and a part of a group. And so it's the perfect time right before school starts for kids to learn about the small acts of kindness we can give each other.
Well, that's really neat. So, again, just start off at the Yancey Chamber of Commerce. That'll get you started. And then while you're wandering around, be sure to visit the stores as well as just look through the window and read the story.
Oh.
But just get out and have some fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the fun in downtown areas like that is just window shopping. And you can go by Monkey Business or any of the shops along Main Street, and there's such great stuff in the window you can look at. So I always think that's fun to do on hot day. So.
Yeah.
And then you end with ice cream.
Hey, sounds like a plan to me. Does it work? Is there, like, when you look at places, do you write down answers? And is there anything like that involved in it? Or
that's a great question. You actually don't write down answers. There are questions on the back of the map. And that's so that because the book does not have words, you can start a dialogue with your child about what a bully is or what it means to be an ally of someone, to come to their aid in a situation where someone is being unkind to them.
Yeah.
So those questions can sort of guide that conversation with you and your child. And I think all families and children of all ages will appreciate it, because when you do have a book without words, there's such an opportunity to communicate with your child about experiences they've had, because most of us have had someone be unkind to us.
Right.
And most of us have also done something kind for someone else. So,
yeah. Well, really cool. It's open to anybody. You don't have to be from Yancey County. Just wander on over and have a good time.
Well, and the great news, too, is if you keep in touch with us at amyregionallibrary.org or on our Facebook pages for any of the libraries, you'll see a story walk coming to Bakersville very soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to that then. That's really cool. And again, check the website, check the Facebook feed, and wander by the physical libraries. They're available.
Please do. Absolutely. And you could even check out the book as well.
Hey, there you go. Well, thank you for coming and telling us about it. It sounds like it's fun. Going on now, how long do we have? Is there a time limit, or is it just going to be there a while?
There is not a time limit. We're actually just going to let it go for as long as it's popular and it's run its course, so to speak.
Okay. Well, great. All right. Well, thanks for coming and talking to us about it, and let us know when the one cranks up in Bakersville and all the other good things. With school starting back soon and everything, there's going to be lots going on, so let us know what's happening.
Sure will, Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest today, Amber Westall Briggs of the Amy Regional Library System. Amber, thanks again for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.